Development Park Chin Rinpoche. So honored to have him come and speak to us at the Zen Center tonight. I heard that Rinpoche, when you first came to town, before Pema Oso Ling existed, he would come to the Zen Center here, use the space for teaching. And now he's the teacher at Pema Oso Ling, he's one of the real important Dharma teachers of the Santa Cruz area, Dharma elder in our midst. So we're so honored to have you here tonight, Rinpoche. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to say thank you. I had an opportunity, chance to join with Zen Center in Santa Cruz. This is exactly my original home. 1984, I came to Santa Cruz. I joined with this group and meditate together. Then they asked me to teach. I did try to teach. And I do feel coming back to home. And I want to say thank you for inviting me, giving this opportunity, chance. And generally speaking, all Buddhas, follower of a Buddha, Buddha's teachings, and there's 84,000 different categories, all of that. There's essences, 84,000 different goals, aims to accomplish. That's not only single things, which is we do believe, have a faith, trust in each of us individual within our essence, our mind is called Buddha nature. That's a single goal. Final, what kind of aim, result, what are we looking for? That should be blossoming. According to Buddhist teaching, essence level of our mind is exactly all sentient beings and the Buddha exactly same. There's a Buddha's essence is not better than sentient beings. Sentient beings, the essence of mind is not worse than Buddha. That's the essential enlightenment, Buddha nature, fully wisdom. Then you can ask it, then how come we're all not a Buddha? That is based on that we have that essence, For example, like butter is a potential in the milk, and oil is within the seed, like a sesame seed. Then that potential doesn't make it manifest, then potential can be forever. like a, without a technique, how to churn milk, butter never comes out, and milk can be continual. Under something else, has never become butter. And the same way, sesame seed has a oil, but without pressing, oil never comes out, and the seed can be something else. And the same way, then how sentient beings, confusion is a delusion, we call it delusion. Then all doesn't matter, Buddha's teaching, 84,000 category of teachings. All of them, same meaning, how to make a manifest this potential. Doesn't matter Hinayana, doesn't matter Mahayana, doesn't matter Vajrayana, doesn't matter great perfection, Mahamudra, Madhyamika, all levels of a different philosophy. They're focusing differently, different way, and the central point is how to make a blossoming of Buddha nature. Therefore, all of us, you know, for example, generally, Buddha's teaching category in three yanas. And then we have in Tibet, there's four different schools. They use different tradition, different techniques, but the essence, all of them, doesn't matter. Therefore, why we meditate? You know, this delusion never cause, destroy, or any damage in our enlightened nature, Buddha nature. Only cause cover. You know, that a conceptualized mind, duality mind, based on the subjective self, objective phenomena, this has become pieces, different pieces. Who has that called sentient beings mind? Who has a one luminous, pervasive, omniscient mind? That's called the Buddha. And the same, exactly same essence, we call the Buddha nature. That should be like a manifest blossoming. That obscuration is a covered delusion. That cover got opened up. Buddha nature is always there. That's the only, looks like a Buddha's teachings, practice, doing so many things, but it matter so many things at all. That only single point, purpose is how to make it that manifest. That's why, doesn't matter Hinayana, they have their own technique. Doesn't matter Mahayana, they have their own technique, different view, based on the view, meditation, action, result. So all of them, Mahayana, Vajrayana, Hinayana. Therefore, why we meditate, our habit, this mind, conceptualized mind, deluded mind, how much are we using? That much confusion arises. Any kind of meditation, trying to rest, natural state of a mind, not a natural which is never got fixated, never got changed, never got created anything. That's the natural is. Then this intellectual mind has never let rest. So many different levels. This is right, that's wrong, that's okay, that's very bad. All kind of levels, make a decision, then play with it. How much you can play, that much comes up more. Then it got confused. For example, like water. Water is like a nature, original, our Buddha nature is just like a water. Fresh, pure, stainless, clear, luminous, as a quality. But this intellectual idea is a handful of sand mixed with it. Then not resting, it keeps stirring. Then quality of water, we don't get a chance to see. And how much idea comes, that much worse. But that water never got a change. With the muddy water, as a water, as a quality. A clear water, and the same water. Then how to get a chance to make it clear again? That's the same way. That, for example, like our own original Buddha nature is inconceivable wisdom qualities, which is what the Lord Buddha Shakyamuni, when he attained enlightenment, what he said, I find it very, very profound, inconceivable, peaceful, free from any kind of elaboration, uncompounded, not caused by cause, condition, is uncompounded. Like a nectar quality. I found it that, you know, Lord Buddha Shakyamuni meditated 6 years. Then result how final his realization is this. But if I will show to people, nobody has the capacity to understand this. Then he sit back again 6 years. That's the how. that's the our model, how he made this own nature, standards, pure. You know, that kind of omniscient wisdom, what expression of loving compassion to all sentient beings, truly equality, wisdom, compassion. Buddha doesn't have that conceptualized organizer, busy mind. Therefore, only Father omniscient wisdom, fully enlightenment wisdom, is how to express out all sentient beings equally. Love, compassion. Buddha has an omniscient that express out compassion. This wisdom, compassion, inseparable, as a penetration. No matter outer universe, no matter inner all sentient beings, has this power, wisdom, compassion, power, penetrate. Through that nectar quality, then we can settle. This is just like a glass of water, which is a wisdom, compassion, inseparable, original, fully enlightenment. Nature is our essence of mind. But temporarily that intellectual mind made messy, but still water never got ruined. Only quality aspect got obscured. Then what we should do? All kind of brings this idea mind. I say, I'm not sure English, I don't have a good word. That technique, you know, glass of water mixed with the sand and all keep ideas stirring, then makes muddy. And the best technique is what? Any kind of idea, no matter good idea, no matter bad idea, no matter okay ideas, keep playing something idea. Then this meditation is better not to play with it. Conceptualize mind, rest, live it. Don't touch it, don't move it, don't go inside it. Use any techniques. Just relax, settle. What do we have? This physical body and the speech, mind. These three things have to be relaxed. That's the basic meditation is. Body. Body is what made out, supported by nerves, channels, that movement, activity, not letting, relax body, then nerves, channels move. Within nerves, channels, what is it? Inside is the energy. That speech aspect is that energy. that nerves channels like a path. Energy is like a horse in the path who follows. Mind is a rider. Mind, energy become inseparable. That's why when you relax your body, breathing is a normal. Mind don't play with any kind of idea. Live it itself, way it is, the original state. That's the Buddha nature. When you do that, then body relax, nerves, channels won't move. That doesn't move. Energy moves very gently. Then mind settles. You know, mind is like a rider. Energy is like a horse. Nerves, channels like a path. Path, when you relax, path opens. Energy moves smoothly, nicely. Very soothing. A mind is a subtle thing, naturally. You know what I'm saying? That intellectual idea is you're drawing something in the water, activity goes. Body moves, energy moves, energy moves, mind moves. Never got subtle. Then that what comes is the water, clear, stainless, nectar quality, got lost. Then how to redo it, which is we have it, this Buddha nature. We don't have it, then we can't make it. We couldn't find it. Because you can't buy Buddha nature. Then we have to use it, which is we have. Then you don't move, you don't change, not engage with any idea, conceptualize your mind. Then relax. As all these sand, muddy sinks down, water quality is perfectly clear, comes back. That's the basic point is how to meditate, right? If it does, interdependent circumstance, you can create right things in your body. Positive side. And the result is exactly the same. Then our Buddha nature, what Lord Buddha Shakyamuni described. Inconceivable, profound, vast, great emptiness. As a look at this sky. This mandala of sky can be fit perfectly, whole universe, but still there's a vast space extra. This is sky that never true small content whole universe has a vastness. That's our nature. but we don't use it, then become limited, small, mind become. What kind of size of your mind? That much, you have a happiness and a vastness like a sky. Won't have any problems. Then that idea mind comes back, organized, and make a limited structure. That structure, any kind of size of structure you have, that much as a space. That same space as brings happiness, sadness, agitation, all of this based on that measurement of your mind. That's why great emptiness is important too. Wake up into the great emptiness, that of vastness, all pervasive equality. There's no problem. You know, there's something totally equal. No problem. We don't have any equality, lack of this on Buddha nature, not to realize. Then mountains are higher, valleys are lower, then unevenness. This is called samsara. Samsara never made by any other, but the display of our mind. Therefore, knowing this Buddha's teaching, how, why we don't rest in the sky, why we have to bother this up and down uneven phenomena, we have a birth of it within us, why we don't use that emptiness. That emptiness give you tremendous, this is called the freedom. There's no limit, there's no size. Fully who open your mind is just like a sky where you can get any problem. Then meditate. You can reveal that vast emptiness. Not only empty. Empty, not like a nothingness. Not like an empty house or empty bucket, nothing in it. Not like that kind of emptiness, nothingness. It's a totally perfected, inconceivable wisdom. This wisdom is a big different than intellectual idea. Somebody knows things. So all of knowing has a limit. What they know? They know subject, object. You know, they know compounded phenomena. Has something cause and based on the condition. It's never the ego. This wisdom, omniscient, is to know everything same time without intellectualizing. That's the, can we think? Without using any intellectual mind? Rest. Then this clarity, luminous, brightness, knowingness has become present. That's called omniscient. What expression of that omniscient? What is kind of display? Loving compassion. That's the only benefit. Never harms anything, includes ourselves and other. Only benefit. How do we know we have that? That's the model, this Buddha, Lord Buddha Shakyamuni. Remember when he attained enlightenment? Demonic beings, they're not happy. They throw weapons and Buddha sent back flower. That's how he displays compassion. Something benefit. Then this big difference, selfish little, that is selfish mind is truly silly. Unreasonable needing. I need more. Hope this universe as a number one is I. Is that reasonable? I don't think so. You know, that kind of opposite of that is something positive, motivation, peace, ultimate peace, compassion is equality. This wisdom, compassion, become totally equal. Then never have any harmful things. This is Buddha's teaching. Then this true omniscient wisdom and equality, compassion has a power, penetration, just like this sky. You know, this space, emptiness pervades everything outside, penetrate everything inside. No way to take outside of this space. Everything contains within. That penetration is the Buddha's teachings. Just like, you know, this living Buddha's teacher, emanation. When they, who has an inner, some experience of this wisdom, that compassion, has a power, that word comes direct through ear to direct penetrate heart. Is how you can get that tasted differently. Someone intellectual education on the logic teacher can say, yeah, lots of interesting messages, kind of good news and fun, but it doesn't have that penetration. That's the how that make penetration is a practice. Make a ravening within ourselves. Then that has capacity to penetrate for other. Anyway, conclusion, no matter what kind of tradition, all of the Buddha's teachings like same essence. Buddha's teachings like a cookie. You can bite any direction. You can bite it in Zen side, Mahayana side, Hinayana side. Give you same taste because the same nature is a one. Therefore, and generally speaking, what we have, how to view all this world, all sentient beings include small insects, our spiritual friend. Why? We have the same Buddha nature. Anyone who has a mind, anyone who has a life, anyone can move, that shows it. That being has a Buddha nature. They're all the same, like one family. In general, and especially what we have to view, anyone follower of a Buddha, doesn't matter what tradition, as a follower of a Buddha, is not only potential, already in the path. Even though one step, getting closer to the enlightenment. Therefore, we have to look all follower of Buddha, our Vajra family. Because we all have a single goal, single aim, single target, and we're already in the path. It doesn't matter what kind of vehicle you're using. You can drive a car, you can ride a horse, which is a widow. You can ride a bike, you can walk, going same direction. Therefore, we have to feel this, you know, is that kind of pure dharma mixed with the tradition things, and then tangled with the dharma politics, or my dharma, your dharma. How to have a Buddha is belongs to individual. That's ridiculous. But easy to learn that kind. Easy to do, because we have this potential. It's always a habit. It's always there. Even though dharma, we can mix up things, then can't dilute it. Trying to not have that partialness, my dharma and your dharma. That's not a follower of Buddha. Buddha doesn't matter samsara or doesn't matter enlightenment. One pervasive. That's the Buddha's teaching us. When we follow it, exactly, we can open heart that way. You know, point of view of dharma is totally, absolutely non-sectarian. Of course, not have a little group of tradition things, but not have any different samsara and enlightenment. How? Doesn't equality. It doesn't have a partial. Human is not a higher it's not exact, it's not a law. How Buddha's teaching, most Buddha is how to respect that. You know, anyone has a Buddha nature to realize, to recognize, to believe, who can make that kind of view, that equality. It releases tremendously, partially limited tightness. When that got a release, everything become same mandala, which is we talk about that. Our Buddha nature is like a sky. You know, whole phenomena fit in the sky. And the same way we have that too. You can try to fit a whole sky within your mind. It fit perfectly. Your mind never be true small container of this whole sky. We do have that. We do have a potential. We do have a capacity. Point is, we not open up that willingness. This is called the motivation. What do you call it in English? Where's a will, there's a way. We have to motivate. I want to do this. It's truly what we have in the this world. Single one is pure. There's no faults. Single things, truth, which is never changes. Something changed, that's not true. When it changes phenomena, that proves that a fake. Then how do you can trust that? If you trust someone, something, some being, based on the change. Very common language. We say, I change my mind, that's all. You know, that is fragile. Then this our Buddha nature never changes. Nature itself is equal to this sky. Sky never changes. Impenetrable, indestructible, untouchable, no matter what kind of turbulence of these elements. Fire, powerful. Fire never burns the sky. Water cannot wash away this sky. Earth cannot bury this sky. Wind cannot blow. Untouchable, that's the nature, which is uncompounded, never put together cause and condition. That's the our essence of our mind. Therefore, if we're willing to, what Obama said, yes, we can. It's really true. We have it, this Buddha nature. If we don't have, then question. We had something and are willing to make a blossoming that present instead of undercover. That have to wake up. you know, our Buddha nature is sleeping and wake up. Buddhas, the past Buddha, there's no cover, they wake always. They never fall asleep, always awake, state of Dharmakaya. We have that, but under the cover, knowing this knowledge, this wisdom, then we can willing to open, practice, meditate, wisdom, compassion, make that a habit. Then we will. You know, Tibetan Rangsum Mahapandita. He said, who truly wake on Buddha nature, who can see that expression of that Buddha nature is this phenomenon. Person, one moment who can rest that state, that's not a future Buddha, the present Buddha. Because that awake, Buddha nature is not sleeping, awake. That's all. Then we have to try. Is it time?
Would you like to take some questions?
Yes, please. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm making pointless talk. It's like a water bubble. Question and answers. The right way. My English makes any communicable understanding. You, that's good because you're so smart. Even though my English understanding, then where's the problem? Thanks. Yes, I'm telling you, I'm the luckiest one in the world because I'm born in Tibet, whole country, 100% people believe in the Buddha Dharma. I'm born that country. And I born in my family. And my father is a very famous crazy lama. Not normal, I will tell you. This unusual person, personality, is Lama, and his actions are not like a normal, regular other Lamas. He has a gun. He carries a gun. He's a very famous healer. Then he has a hardwood oak stick like this. When the people are having problem and illness, they come ask it. He can do a healing ceremony. What he does is first thing, beat them up. Then worst level, he shoot. He shoot them. Then the result is a little different. His bullet never penetrate. Sometimes whatever your clothes, you know, pattern, it's like a little pancake, cookies, and the bullet falls on the ground. Sometimes you can see that whatever clothes pattern in the print. Sometimes that print Rafa deity, like a higher giver, Vajakalaya, like a little tsatsa, then it's guaranteed they can be. When he makes it painful, that pain goes away, original problem goes away. Anyway, lots of stories. I'm born with that family. And my mother is a truly bodhisattva. If my mother is not a bodhisattva, then there's no bodhisattvas. So gentle, totally opposite of my father. And the people having emotional problems, they come to my mother. Mother is she's so generous, then she can make a tea, food, anything. They call the Ama Khandro. Ama is a mother. Khandro is a lama's wife. Everybody calls Ama Khandro. And people got something from her. People come to her and talking. Is their emotional all gone? That kind of family. And my teacher was His Holiness Dzogchen Rinpoche. He's the Guru Rinpoche, Padmasambhava in the 20th century. He's the head of a Nyingma school. And all that kind of circumstance, then I had an opportunity to, I was 8 years old, my father gave it to His Holiness Dzogchen Rinpoche. This is my little boy I'm giving to you. That's what he said. I educated and grew up in His Holiness Dzogchen Rinpoche's monastery. I'm age 16 to 25 years old. 8 years I had a chance to do retreat, a 5-year retreat by myself in the woods, and a 3-year retreat with a group. Then my father had a plan. He wanted me to do a 12-year retreat. 12 years done, then big pilgrimage in Tibet, India, China. All his student group pilgrimage he planned. But after 8 years, then Chinese sponsored my pilgrimage all the way to India. Then we escaped from Tibet.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's not too too wild? You can ask any kind of silly questions. I answer pretty well.
The nature of mind that you talk about or describe, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of dual mirror. So would you say I found that a useful thing to when you said about how the different elements can't affect the sky.
Exactly.
The earth can't ever cover the sky.
Yes.
And the fire can't ever burn the sky. And the water can't ever the sky go away. So I just found that a very useful thing to remember.
Wonderful.
About that nature.
Wonderful. Thank you. It's true, the simple way, actually, that's the most simplest. Nature is the most simple, not elaborate, not complicated, but the problems are difficult to see. But my teacher told us when you meditate, our mind is whatever you focus, that's your phenomena. Normally, he told us monkey mind. He told us my mind, your mind is like monkey mind. When he gave me instruction how to meditate, then I tried to meditate. Then I went back to him. I said, usually my mind is not that busy. But when I meditate, my mind goes worse. I asked him, how that happened? Then his answer is, your mind is like a monkey. When you don't meditate, monkey acting in the forest. You said my mind is not busy, but yes, you are, but you don't see it. A monkey was in the forest doing the same things. When you meditate, you bring the monkey right in front of you. Then you have a chance to see how busy it is. Then he said, you can train monkey, someday in the future, monkey will sit with you. Mm-hmm. Then he said that this technique is a mind facing externally. Then you can see 100 million zillion phenomena outside of you. The best way to meditate, to turn back. He said, then only one thing you can see. That is the true nature of Dharmata. Then when you meditate without focusing, as your mind is clear, like a mirror, and the phenomena reflect in your awareness mind, clarity. Why phenomena reflect in the mirror? Why not a piece of a rock? As the nature of a mirror is clear. That reflect the phenomenon mirror. And the same way, when you can focus then your mind occur, wakefulness, one pervasive awareness present. Same way, bad way, how to monkey can sit here. Monkey keep telling, hit, sit, sit, monkey won't. let do whatever monkey, the monkey tired, sit with you. Wonderful, thank you. Beautiful questions. And question and answer part.
Thank you very much, Rinpoche.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.